From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Here's an agency official.
So the hospital was bombed this morning 3 to 4 times, almost completely destroyed. 7 people were dead.
3 other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Stefan de Mistura arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital. Turkey is conducting a third consecutive day of cross-border airstrikes on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. It is warning of a harsh response if Kurdish-led forces do not retreat from their positions near the border. The Kurdish YPG militia has taken over large amounts of territory from Islamist rebels along Syria's border with Turkey in recent days. The advance has alarmed Turkey, which accuses the group of having links to the PKK, a Kurdish rebel group viewed as terrorists by Turkey. Turkey worries the Kurds may be trying to set up a separate region along the border. Ugandan police briefly detained opposition presidential candidate Kizza Besigye on Monday as he campaigned in Kampala. Witnesses said police fired tear gas during a campaign event and took the candidate into custody. He was later freed. A police official accused Besigye of violating campaign rules. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.